to neighbor, you must first know who your neighbor is. But before you can even begin the neighborly process of neighboring them, you must first comprehend the neighborhood of your own skin. For we were the worst of neighbors, waging cul-de-sac wars with our transgressions, furnishing our habitats with our inhabiting sins. We were residing in hate, as if bricks of enmity formed our residences, and we were walling ourselves off as if selfish deeds were our addresses. We were disgruntled neighbors of the Almighty, and we were drowning in the mortgage of our flesh's home, knowing that no wage we could ever earn could pay off our wager. But now we actually can love others because God Himself did show us how to neighbor. Because we first lived without a family. We were cut off from our true father and from our line of royalty. We love the lonely because he who is love became loneliness for us. And because he who is God was forsaken by God when he cried out on the cross. We reconcile the races because we were of the wrong race. We were children of Adam, by nature, children of wrath. And because of the color of our sin-stained skin, we deserved all the horror of our racism. We empower the poor because we were once homeless without roof, wall, or door. We thought we had all the comforts of earth, but hell was all we actually had in store. We do all this and more, but not because we're trying to somehow be on our best behavior. We do it in response to and because of the true one who taught us how to neighbor.
We were the orphans. You are the father. You brought us all in, a sister and brother. Still with the calling to love one another. Love one another. Love one another.
Past route, it would all be hard to swallow. Heroin took my parents in, spit them out as a broken model. Broken bottles and no tomorrows, lonely sorrows and phony models. I'm doing good, I'm just fine, but inside my soul was hollow. My life was a hot mess, home far from spotless. Syringes left behind cabinet doors, liquor bottles in closets. I went to church a few times, they shook my hand, said God bless. But no one embraced, closed in a space. This orphan needed their arms stretched. By the time I was 16, left my house for the third time. By 17, I didn't have a home, nomadic roaming to survive. Inside, I hated God, waited long for love to land. Loneliness was my only friend, and no one seemed to understand. And all of that is a true story, so how did I get here today? My heart beats to God's rhythm, Jesus Christ took tears away. But how'd he do it? Here's the way. One man didn't fear my space, he took me into his home and then showed love with the clearest grace. Taught me how to love God, love my wife and love my neighbor. Now I've been married 10 years, 3 kids. There's nothing greater than loving the lost. So when it's uncomfortable, then comes at a cost. If he never reached out his hand, so then I wouldn't run for the cause. Although his complexion was dark, ethnicity different, our races reconciled. We need stepped in with assistance, and right now the lonely ones need your open arms. So let the church arise, awake before the
who's been in your place, which is everyone, because we all need to move in to God's neighborhood of grace. So may the orphans be embraced, may the lonely be loved, may the races be restored, and may we empower the poor, because all this and more was first done by our Savior, the God-man known as Jesus, who taught us how to neighbor.